The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
He's tough, and when you play at Georgia as a tight end, you have to be able to block. And then in the SEC, he's playing against some real defenders. So, but he's an athletic move receiving tight end, but he can get down and block a little bit on the line of scrimmage. So, which you're gonna have to do at this level too. So, just kind of shows you what his game's like.
And there we go, Tom Telesco talking about the newest member of your Las Vegas Raiders. Brock Bowers. Eddie Pascal here for a special Upon Further Review After Dark, brought to you by the good people at Coors Light. And man, it is late night here in the facility. The voice is gone. I sound like I've had a little too much fun today, which I have, but nothing scandalous or anything of that nature. But yeah, we are rocking and rolling. Night one of the NFL draft officially in the books. And the Las Vegas Raiders, surprisingly, we can say, selected Brock Bowers, the big, very talented tight end from Georgia and Napa. Shout out to 707 one time at 13 overall. Whew, got better today. And really, when we kind of look back at today, I think going into this evening, I think the goal was have the Raiders be better at the end of the night, just about 9:30 Pacific time here, than they were at the start of the day. And I think with the selection of Brock Bowers, they are unquestionably better at 9:30 tonight than they were at 5 o'clock this evening. And I say that for a variety of reasons. One, look, I think that there is a comment, just reading the tweets and the social media posts from the fan base. Look, there is a sense of, okay, well, we feel like we had a really good tight end in Michael Mayer. What does the addition of Brock Bowers mean for him? And I think that, Tom Telesco cleared that up pretty quickly. A shameless plug alert, go to Raiders.com to see and listen to Tom's full presser from tonight. But he goes, look, it's not an indictment on Michael Mayer at all that Brock Bowers is now a member of the Silver and Black, right? I think that now if you're Luke Getsy creatively on the offensive side of the football, you can do some really exciting things with two dudes now who are versatile, who are physical, who are athletic, who can do a lot of things, who can be, assets in the run game, who can certainly get out there and make plays. Perhaps at this point, Bowers maybe a little bit more so than Michael Mayer. But I don't look at this pick at 13 overall in the first round as an indictment on Michael Mayer at all. In fact, I think it's making a strength even stronger, right? And, we heard from Tom Telesco last week, and he was sharing that story about Keenan Allen. I think it was this week, gosh. He was telling that story about Keenan Allen, and he goes, look, we trusted the board, and we felt really good about the wide receiving group that we had, with the Chargers. But he goes, things happen, things change, guys get hurt, and all of a sudden a strength becomes a weakness. And thank goodness that we had selected Keenan Allen where we did, and he was able to slot in and obviously become a really, really productive, really good wide receiver. And look, I'm not suggesting that the Raiders are going to get really thin at tight end, but I say this, you look ahead, and now a group that you felt really good about, you feel even better about. So I think that, I also had a someone that we trust a lot here, and hit me up after the text, and he goes, hey, it's a really good pick. And I was curious to pick this guy's mind, and he goes, all of a sudden, you have a great pick because now you have two tight ends for a quarterback or quarterbacks that might not be able to get outside the numbers all that often. And in those two quarterbacks, he's referencing, obviously, Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. So I think now, if you're either of those two dudes, you got to have those two guys and Luke Getsy got to be the happiest dudes in Las Vegas tonight, adding Brock Bowers to the mix. And so I think to me, it was funny. We were sitting back in the green room here in the studio or in the facility, and once Penix went at 8, which we could do a whole slew of rapid reactions to, But once Penix went at 8, I looked at some of the guys in the control room and I said, or in the green room, I go, what if Bowers is there at 13? And this is not making me to be, you know, I certainly was not a soothsayer or fortune teller. And I was like, oh boy, like, I wonder if this could happen. But I was just, you know, looking at the way that the next couple picks were going to go. I was like, well, what do you do if he's there at 13? This is a guy that is widely regarded as one of the best guys, you know, one of the best prospects in the NFL draft. I mean, we go to Dane Brugler from The Athletic. We go to The Beast and you know, what he had to say, his breakdown of Bowers. And it was glowing, right? I mean, he goes, let's do the full overview. Here it is. Goodness. Oops, that's the wrong one. Got too many Brock Bowers tabs. Okay, here we go. A three-year starter at Georgia, Bauer was the featured weapon in offensive coordinator Mike Bobo's scheme, lining up across the formation with his career snaps spread between the slot, in line, and wide. He led the team in receiving each of his first three seasons in Athens and joined Herschel Walker and David Pollack as the only three-time first-team All-Americans in school history. He also became the first two-time winner of the John Mackey Award as the nation's top tight end. With both short area burst and long speed, Bowers makes quick, dynamic cuts to create spacing as a route runner and hits another gear with the ball in his hands to be a home run threat. He's a natural hands catcher outside his frame and snatches without breaking stride. His physicality before the catch, after the catch, and as a blocker is almost as impressive as his athletic traits, although his lack of ideal size and length will show in some inline blocking situations. Overall, Bowers is an explosive pass catcher who creates mismatches all over the field with speed, ball skills, and a competitive edge. He has NFL star potential. Let's go back there. He has NFL star potential in the mold of George Kittle if he lands with a play caller prepared to feature his unique and versatile talent. Well, look, isn't that what you're looking for at 13? Aren't you looking for a guy who projects to be as a, quote, NFL star if everything goes the right way? You're not taking a project at 13. And look, I know there were some very enticing pieces on the board for Tom Telesco at 13. You know, the first defensive player hadn't even gone off the board at that point yet. So if you're Tom and the staff, you're IP, you say, we can get our number one defensive guy, or we can add to an already really deep tight end room, offensive weapons, and go that route. And ultimately, that's what they decided to do. But I feel good. I feel really, it's been a few hours now. We've had a time to marinate on it. And I think my initial surprise was like a happy surprise. But now as I kind of let it sit and we kind of dive into it a little bit more, this makes all the sense in the world. You are getting one of the best values in the NFL draft this year, right? Brugler had him as his number seven overall prospect. So you're getting a top seven prospect at pick number 13. That is good value to me. And to me, this really, and I said going into it, I talked about it in the morning tailgate earlier with Clay Baker and Vinny Bonsignore. I said, look, we are going to learn a lot about Tom Telesco and what he is about over the next few hours, over the next few days. And to me, the glaring takeaway in the best possible way is that Tom Telesco is going to attack the draft and he is going to stay true to the board. He is going to look, regardless of positional need, he is going to look at who is the best guy available right now and how can we add him to the mix. And that is exactly what he did this evening here in Las Vegas. As we shift ahead to tomorrow, because look, it is late. We got to go home. We got to get ready. I'm going to be back up here bright and early with Clay and Vinny at 7 a.m. on Raider Nation Radio. Shameless plug alert, set the alarms. We're going to be back rocking and we're going to have a lot to talk about. But what do we look at now as we head into day two of the NFL draft? As we sit here this evening, the Raiders have two picks, 44 in the second round and 77 overall in the third. What do we need? What would we like? Well, I would like another offensive lineman. I would love to add some depth to the right side of that offensive line. Quarterback, I think now is something that maybe you look to day three for. Now, as six, the big six, as we were calling them, are all off the board. I would love to add maybe another DB. Like, look, the options really are endless for Tom Telesco as we go into day two. He kind of mentioned a little bit towards the end of his press conference this evening about how he's going to attack tomorrow in rounds two and three. But at the end of the day, I think as we go to bed tonight, I think we can say mission accomplished in the sense of if the goal was to be better tonight than we were earlier today, then 100% that has been accomplished. Right. It remains to be seen how Bowers and Michael Mayer are going to work together, who's going to be the quarterback ultimately throwing them the ball, what they are going to be able to provide in terms of protection in the run game. Like, we still have a lot of questions there. Right. and we're going to chance to sit down with Brock Bowers tomorrow, which is going to be really exciting. Another 707 guy, so I'm pretty stoked to talk to him about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, to put it in really simple black and white terms, are the Raiders better today, or excuse me, better tonight than they were this afternoon? And the answer is unequivocally yes. So, looking ahead to tomorrow, like I said, another busy day here in the studio. Like I said, me, Clay Baker, Vinny Bonsignor, getting this thing rolling 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Raider Nation Radio. JT the Brick and EA once again will be here with our Raiders Draft Spectacular beginning at 2 p.m. The draft starts at 4. We got a lot going on. It is going to be an absolute blast. As I said, Brock Bowers will be here in this building tomorrow. He will be in this very room at some point tomorrow afternoon, and it'll be great to meet him and spend a little time with him. And, man, I always love asking these guys, and it'll be my first question. I say, Brock, how many hours of sleep are you running on, big fella? And he's coming from Northern California, so the good news is short flight here to the desert, but all the same, I feel like he's going to be a dude who's going to be running off of adrenaline big time, big time, big time. Just as we are, because we've had a long day, and we have a few more long days ahead of us. But this is what it's all about, man. Night one of the NFL draft in the books. A huge shout-out to our entire Silver and Black Productions crew, Raiders.com. We have you covered every which way for all things Brock Bowers, and we're going to have you all covered for day two and day three of the NFL draft. And on that note, it is time to chop this up. It is time to go to bed and get a few hours of sleep before you're back here in the building tomorrow, bright and early. So, for Eddie Pascal and everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I hope y'all enjoyed night one of the NFL draft, and we will see you again tomorrow for another episode of Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network.